Well, let us turn in our catechism question for this week to question 22. Question 22. What offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? Christ as our Redeemer executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his state of humiliation and exaltation. Christ as our Redeemer executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his state of humiliation and exaltation. And there's probably three parts to this answer. It is the context of the offices, and then it is the realm of the offices. We have the offices, obviously, of prophet, priest, and king, and we have the context, and then the twofold realms of these and how they are fulfilled, or as it says in our answer, executed. The context, Christ as our Redeemer. So he is a prophet, he is a priest, and he is a king. But he is a redeeming prophet, he is a redeeming priest, and he is a redeeming king. But notice, it is in both states of his humiliation, and that means him becoming man. As man, he is our prophet. As man, he is our priest. As man, he is our king. But in glory, he is our prophet. In glory, he is our priest. And in glory, he is our king. In Acts chapter 3, verse 22, we see him as prophet. Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Christ is our prophet. He is the one, like Moses, who has led us out of spiritual Egypt into the land of promise and the land of blessing. But then, second of all, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6, over the page, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Interesting how our catechism question and our confession of faith are tying in these days. We were looking at this subject, weren't we, just last Friday. Christ is the only priest that we need. We do not need anybody else to represent us before the throne of God. But then thirdly, he is our king. Psalm 2 verse 6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He reigns. Now let us put it this way. He's the prophet, he's the priest, and he's the king. Firstly, because of our ignorance, we need him as our prophet. Because of our guilt, we need him as our priest. And because of our rebellion, we need him as our king. These threefold offices of Christ answer every part of our need. We need to be instructed, we need our sins paid for, and we need to be led and ruled. And therefore Christ is our prophet, priest, and he is our king. In G.I. Williamson's study on the catechism, we read this, talking about the threefold offices of Christ. Williamson says, when Jesus Christ at last came, he not only completed or fulfilled each of these three offices, but he also united them in one great work of redemption. We see this, first of all, during his career here on earth. He spoke as no man ever spoke before or since. He himself was the truth. He was God's full revelation of himself. In him, and in the record of what he did, God's word is complete. Secondly, he made the one final and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of many. He did this by offering himself as a sacrifice on the cross. Thirdly, he also claimed complete authority over men, either as Savior or as judge. He even commanded the wind and the waves to obey him, showing his sovereign power. But our Lord did not exercise these three offices during the days of his earthly sojourn only. He also exercises them at this very hour in heaven. By his Holy Spirit, he has given us the inspired scriptures, and he now applies these scriptures to the hearts of men by the same Holy Spirit. He also exercises his priestly office as he applies the benefits of his one sacrifice to the elect. He applies these benefits through the word and seals them by the sacraments. And to him now belong all authority in heaven and earth. Thus, he is subduing sinners to himself and destroying the works of the devil. This work will continue until all enemies of Christ are put down, including death itself. So, what offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? Christ as our Redeemer executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his state of humiliation and exaltation.